The other big event that I wanted to get an invitation out to.
Well, can I ask you one more question?
Well, sure, honey.
Well, you know, when people write us, often we just say, hey, we'll answer your question. Tune in on Saturday or call. So here's one more for
What do you got?
Does spraying your home's air filter with Pam cooking spray increase its effectiveness? I had never heard that before.
You should never hear that.
You should never hear that?
No one should ever made that up.
Oh, I thought maybe I missed a trick.
No,
unless you make it edible.
You're taking the air filter out of your air conditioning system and you're spraying it with Pam?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no?
Do not do that.
Okay. All I can picture is like a big gunky mess.
No, do not do that. Okay. I don't know how I could say it more
plainly
and strongly. Do not spray your air filter with Pam.
But do replace, if you're using the pleated ones, what, once a month?
Paper pleated filters replaced about once a month are your best insurance and most efficient system for your air conditioning. And the only time we tell people to abandon the 1-inch paper pleated filter is if you're in a home that was built in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, chances are your return air is about 2/3 the size it should be. And you're creating too much static pressure. You're starving the air conditioner because the return is too small. And then you take out the angel hair or the spun fiberglass filter, which basically filters next to nothing, but it allows the air conditioner to breathe. And you put a paper pleated filter in there, you're actually choking the equipment. So if you put it in and your unit starts whistling like it's sucking for air constantly, go back to the angel hair. And when you actually have to replace your air conditioning equipment, ask the air conditioning contractor to give you a quote to modify the ductwork to double the size of your return air. Because we did that all through the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s. We put on too big an air conditioner and didn't give it enough return air. So it was constantly starving for air. But never spray your filter with Pam.
No.
Ever. No. Okay, second event. Can I go back to my invitation?
Yes,
again?
You may.
Second invitation I've got for you is for students or veterans that are contemplating a career in construction. This Wednesday, the Registrar of Contractors and the Diamondbacks are joining efforts to hold the first annual Construction Science Technology Apprenticeship Fair. The Diamondbacks have arranged for people in the construction services industry to be there in a hiring mode, and they will enroll you in an apprenticeship program regardless which field you want to go into. I will be there. Romy will be there. We will be representing the 100-plus Rosie on Now certified contractors throughout Arizona. If you want to hear about what a career in construction science looks like today, what a career in the trades looks like today, this would be an excellent opportunity for you to show up Wednesday morning, April 27th, about 9:30, but you must register for it to show up. And you register at dbacs.com/AZROC. That's AZROC, Register of Contractors. Register and come. When you come and talk to all the companies there about a career, they will actually be ready and prepared. If you're ready to make the commitment, they will sign you up and give you the enrollment forms to get started immediately in the apprenticeship program. And the Diamondbacks will give you 2 tickets to attend the Dodgers game that has first pitch that day at 12:40. So you'll come late morning, visit with one of several different contractors that are out there, or me and Romy, talk about a career in construction, and then be given a 2-ticket pass to get in and see the game. You must register before showing up at dbacs.com/AZROC. This is for any student or veteran or active military person. Register at dbacs.com. AZROC. Would love to see you there. Would love to share with you what kind of career opportunities are available, regardless if you want to be a carpenter, a drywaller, an electrician, a painter, a plumber, an air conditioner, a roofer, an insulation, whatever trade, whatever service it is that has caught your interest, there'll be people there that can visit with you about what you can expect to make as an apprentice, how long the apprentice program will last, and what you can expect to make as a journeyman. And I met the Arizona State Director of the apprenticeship program just yesterday, and he taught me what the word, where the word journeyman came from.
Tell us.
Back in early 15th, 16th century, you would apprentice with the blacksmith for 7 years. And the blacksmith would give you lodging and buy your food, and you basically worked for free learning the trade. At the end of 7 years, a lot of the communities weren't big enough for you then to go next door and open your own blacksmith job. So you were asked to take your now full accredited trade and go journey.
Makes sense.
Go to the next town and be a journeyman. Take your trade and don't be my competitor. Be the guy I can refer in the next town when somebody comes in here with a broke down carriage in Pinal County. Folks, glad you joined us. Hope we helped you a little bit. It's Rosie on the House.